Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like you guys are right there in the mix where you want to be, I suppose. Just tell us how it's gone so far for you guys.
The start went really well. The car balance was good. We had a lot of potential in the car. And now that we've gone through all four drivers and have had enough cautions to change some parts and pieces on the car, we've realized the significance and the damage that was done to our car when the 01 got in the back of us when Jose was in the car. So fixing that was worth a big chunk of speed, and then we noticed there was some damage to the nose, changed the nose, and the car was probably a second and a half faster after that last caution when I was in the car, and we were able to change the front and the rear. So I feel like there's a lot more potential back in the car, and hopefully we're right back on pace where we need to be.
Questions for Jimmy? Start with Nate, go to
Jordan. Jimmy, can you take us through the incident there where the GT car went off and then you had to go around? Like, take us through all that.
Yes, we pitted and was able to change the rear and then the nose the next time. So I didn't have a lot of time to catch up, so I wasn't all the way up to the DPI class. Track goes green. I had some pretty hairy moments down the front straightaway trying to sneak by on the wall. And once we came out of turn one, working our way through two, there was just dirt and dust everywhere. And I could see some taillights, and I turned right to miss the taillights, and then I realized I was out in the grass. Saw one of those signs go by, and then my vision opened up, and I could see where the road was, and thankfully there wasn't a car sitting out there or anything hard to hit. I don't think the temperatures or anything went up, and it looks like the dive planes are still on the front, so just a hairy moment was all.
Is that the closest you've had to maybe just losing completely? And like, what's it feel like when you're on the grass there? Like, you just, is it just a matter of like you just let go of everything and just hope for the best? Or
in the beginning, I didn't know what to expect. That's probably one of the few times I've been in the dirt, and I couldn't believe how much dirt the nose shoveled up over the front of the car, and how bad my visibility was. Plus, being behind other cars that were out there, but it drove decent in the dirt. I was surprised. I expected to go spinning, and I didn't. So with how cold it is and any moisture in the grass, you know, we've been slick, but it drove through there okay.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Is this the most comfortable you felt in this car since, you know, last year, this year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, each rep I get, I'm so new to these cars. You'd think in endurance racing, you'd get a ton of laps and of time, and I think I got 5 laps of practice before the race started. So luckily I was in the car for the race last weekend and you know, I got 22 laps in at that point. But you really don't get seat time until it's race time. And then if you're not on pace, you get pulled early. It's just so competitive in the DPI class that last year I wasn't close enough to earn more drive time. We just kind of hit the minimum and get me out. And this year I seemed to be on pace. And certainly Petit, I think Petit was the first time that they asked me if I wanted to stay in longer, where I kind of earned more time in the car. So worked my way into it.
I was wondering if you'd watched the start of the race and with your teammate Kamui, who had made some bold moves on the racetrack, maybe kind of upset some other drivers, and what your impressions of that were.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of us think it's bold, and you talk to him and he's fully in control and thinks it's fine. And I think that, you know, we all have a style on the track and how we race, and people know when he's coming and then usually leave him the room so he's going to take it. But he did a great job to get to the front, and he didn't touch anybody, but we got hit. So just good racing.
Has it been difficult getting the tires up to temps as it's gotten colder?
Yeah, for sure. I need to study my outlap to see how far I was off. I assume I was too cautious. And I think that's an area just in general I need to improve, even on a 80 degree day, just trying to turn the tires on and knowing I can get max brake and max grip through the turn. And tonight just takes away the little bit of confidence I've earned over the last year. It just evaporates it. It's really tough.
Go to Holly.
Jimmy, you got about 10 starts in this race overall in your career. Could you just talk about how you can't necessarily guarantee you can go into a race thinking this is what you're going to do and this is how it's going to be, and just how different they all are. The circumstances change, and just what that's been like.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, if it's weather, mechanics.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the world of outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.
Have you ever wanted to know how to win a Formula One Grand Prix? I mean, really know. Know about the driver tactics from the cockpit, the strategy calls from the pit wall, and even the mind games in the paddock. There's a lot more that goes into winning a Grand Prix than just 90 minutes of racing. So every week on the F1 Strategy Report, we're taking a deep dive into the decisions that shape every result. Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and every week I'm joined by an expert guest from the paddock to talk through the big calls that won the race and the missteps that resulted in bitter defeat. Before every race, we'll look back at the previous year's result and consult the current form guide, and we'll be in your feed after every Grand Prix dissecting the outcome and what it means for the championship. So for your regular hit of Formula One analysis, subscribe to the F1 Strategy Report wherever you get your favourite podcasts. The Strategy Report is a Beer Mogul podcast on the Evergreen Podcasts Network. My name's Michael Laminato, and I'll catch you after the checkered flag.
Mechanical issues, speed, whatever it might be, there's just so many variables thrown at each team, and in the 9 times I've been here, it's all been different, each one. I'm thankful if it's not raining. I think that would be tough for me. I haven't been in the wet since literally I raced here the last time in the wet in 2007 or 8, somewhere in that time frame. So that would have been hard on me. But you know, the ups and downs of the race, you just never know what's going to happen. I know the 10 car was down a couple of laps, and you know, they're guaranteed they'll be back on the lead lap, fight for this thing in the end. They do what we all know they're capable of. So just a wild race. And I remember being a young kid in San Diego in the IMSA series would come to Del Mar racetrack and had a track set up there. I remember watching Bobby Rahal win that race, big cool mustache. I think he had a beer sponsor on the car or something. But that was my first time to see a prototype car up close. And that was the moment where I was like, man, I want to drive these cars. Someday I want to race them. And that really kind of got me interested in it, and then I was able to explore it and start coming here.
Is that part of the allure for you and why you want to be in it? Because every time is different and you don't know what you're
going to. Yeah, I really do enjoy that part of it. And then I think the type of training I do and just my mindset, the longer the event, the better I do. And I just feel like endurance racing fits my natural style. Yeah.
Over here.
Jimmy, over here. So, a couple questions for you. First one, you've obviously raced here dozens and hundreds of times. Is this the coldest it's ever been, and how is that affecting you?
I think so. I don't remember it ever being in the 30s here. It's cold. We all complain sitting outside on the pit box, you know, time and stand, they call it the sport. But in the car, it actually was cold enough where I turned off all the fans and just wanted it to finally get warm in there. My feet were really cold, but everything else finally got warm. So when it's cold in the car and you're turning fans off, I think that's a good sign. So cold it is.
Another one for you. You probably didn't see the news, and it's also not really racing related. Tom Brady reports that he is retiring. What are your thoughts on that? He hasn't announced it.
No,
reports
no,
are
no.
Saying that.
No, ESPN reported he's retiring, but
I saw it before I got in the car, and I kept checking.
And it's not
papers that are there on site.
Brady's father says it's not true.
Yeah. What a mess.
That's what he said.
Well, I'll be ready the next time I come in if he hasn't.
There you go. Thank you.
No surprises.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Hi, Jimmy, I'm wondering, in addition to how much more comfortable you are, how much more comfortable is the entire 48 program?
Yeah, we're in such a better position. And last year, we knew we had a great driver lineup and a fast car, but we thought it was a one-race program. And to have full-time employees working on the car and the program just wasn't in the cards. And then it was the first time to integrate Head of Motorsports in, Champ Canales, and some of the other guys that have come to go over the wall. So to have a year under our belt, and more importantly, know that we're all committed to this program for the Endurance Championship, just helps us get things in place in regular pit stop practices. Our mechanics that HMS provides know how to change the brakes now. You know, they're really integrated into the race team, and we're stronger on all levels.
Is it strange to you being in the 48 program and then all those Ganassi guys are over there and you're racing against them?
Yeah, my engineer is engineering one of those cars. My crew chief is over there, so it is different. I guess it was last Friday I went to dinner with everybody and hung out with Ganassi guys, so wearing two hats at times, but certainly want to kick their butts here this weekend.
And lastly, when do you think you'll make a decision about Sebring?
As soon as we know all the hard facts. You know, it seems to be ever-changing. And
in Texas?
In Texas, yeah. Yes. And my priority certainly would be for the IndyCar program.
Thank you.
Yep.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.